right. Well, thanks for listening in here today. I want to share a little bit about Mark chapter 4. I've been reading through the book of Mark over the last couple of days. And last night I spent some time reading in Mark 4 specifically. I read it a couple of times. And it really, as I think God's word does a lot for me anyway, and hopefully for you as well, it really kind of struck a chord in relationship to some other things that were going on at the moment. I received a text message yesterday morning. Let me read it to you. I won't tell you who it's from, obviously, but it's from an adult. And they text me this question. They said, "How do I study the Bible? Not read, but actually study." And as I thought about that, I was in the middle of a couple of other things at the moment when I received the text, and so I wasn't able to respond back, you know, right away. But as I thought about that text message throughout the day, and then I found myself, you know, at home last night, reading the word. I started reading Mark chapter 4, and I had this connection moment. And I think, as I said earlier, I think God often does that, this connection moment of, you know, whatever's going on in life is kind of where God ends up leading you and speaking into your life, as he's so gracious to do. But in Mark chapter 4, it talks about the parables that Jesus shares. And a parable, if you're not familiar with what a parable is, a parable is just, you know, it's a story, right? It's kind of a made up story that a teacher would use to kind of help the class or help the listeners identify. You know, and Jesus had this real knack for doing that with the people of his time. You know, a parable is powerful because it's relatable, right, to the people. So Jesus would give parables about farming, or he'd give parables about fishing, or he'd give parables about lost sheep. Why? Because people in that time and in that culture and in that point in history and geographically, you know, all that mixed together, people were fishermen, right? They were farmers, they were shepherds, and so people understood this. And so Jesus in Mark chapter 4 kind of maps out some parables here, and he talks about the parable of the sower, or the man who scatters seed around, and you know, and his disciples, his listeners were clueless, right? They didn't understand what was going on. So he starts in Mark chapter 4, verse 13. He says, "Don't you understand this parable?" And then he kind of launches in and talks about what the parable really means and what it's supposed to signify. And it's really what it's signifying here is the word of God that's into our lives. It's poured into our lives through our churches, or through our Bible studies, or through things like this, or whatever, you know, however you have the word of God sourced in your life. And then about the result of that and what the issue is there, and why some grow and some don't, and some seed takes root and other seed doesn't take root. And then he goes on and he gives this other parable, this lamp on a stand. And he says, "Do you bring a lamp in to put it under a bowl or a bed?" You know, he said, "Don't you instead set it on a stand?" So people understood this, right? Because that was their context. There was no electricity. They were using these oil lamps, and you know, I said, "Of course you bring it in and you do that because you want it to serve a purpose, and you know, you don't want the lamp to to be there but not fulfill its role." And then the last one he gives two more, really. He says that he talks about the growing seed, and you know how the seed grows regardless of whether the man is there, the farmer is there to watch it or not. It does what it's supposed to do. The seed grows. And then the last one he talks about is the parable of the mustard seed, and how, you know, that connection there between the smallest of all the seeds becomes. And I love this. I don't remember what I was reading and what version. I think it was probably the NIV, maybe. I don't know. But he says it's worthy. Something as small as a mustard seed develops into something that's worthy of a bird perching in it. You know, like I just get this image of this massive bird being able to perch in this tree that was sourced in something so tiny. And then the significance there of the power of the word of God has appears to be so inconsequential and so small, but yet when it's implanted into our lives, it really makes a difference. And so I was reading that last night, and I was reflecting on this text message I received from somebody who said, "Hey, how do I study the Bible? You know, I don't want to just read the Bible. I want to study the Bible." And as I thought about that, guys, I just thought about my own life, and I thought about how that's probably a question that I know that I've asked in the past, and many of you perhaps even ask that question. And so I got to thinking about, you know, we're never really going to be able to apply the Scripture into our lives if we don't understand the Scripture. And if we just continue to work backwards from that idea that we can't apply what we've never understood, and it's difficult to then understand what we've never read. And so as I thought about this person's text message, I thought about, you know, hey, how do I, you know, a lot of times people want to skip to the application portion of Scripture, right? They want to skip right to the, you know, how do I apply this into my life? How does this play out in my workplace? How does this play out in my parenting or in my finances or whatever? And then I just thought it was interesting, and you know, their text message said, "I don't want to just read it. I want to study it." But listen, I think it begins our study of Scripture, and ultimately, it's not just the study of Scripture that we're called to. It's the application of Scripture, but it begins. The application of Scripture begins with the study of Scripture, yes, but it ultimately begins with the reading of Scripture, you know? And so we've, you know, in these parables that Jesus tells here in Mark chapter 4 are great examples of everyone received the same seed, right? They all received the same product, if you will, but it's the environment that we put ourselves in that's going to either allow that seed to take root or to not take root. And so I just challenge you as you think about your own life to think about, you know, the amount of time that you strive so hard to apply Scripture, but it's difficult, right? It's difficult to apply Scripture. And I think the reason that we've missed and the reason that it's so difficult, the application of God's Word is so difficult is because we don't study it. And the reason we don't study it is because we don't pick it up. We don't pick it up. We don't make a habit of reading Scripture and then reread. You know, last night I read Mark chapter 4. I didn't read it just once. And, you know, I think that's what we do. We want to apply Scripture by picking the Bible up and reading a chapter and putting our Bible away then. But I think what God is calling us to is to read and to reread and to analyze and to really study it and to kind of dig into it and let it kind of soak into our hearts and soak into our minds and meditate on Scripture. And then I think the application becomes so much easier. But I think a lot of times what we're guilty of, and I know I've been guilty of in my life in the past, is, you know, we pick up God's Word and we study it for, you know, we read it for, not study, but we read it for just a minute or 2 minutes, or read a chapter or two and we put it down and then we pray and we move on with life. But what if we really got into God's Word? What if we really allowed God's Word to soak into our hearts and to soak into our minds and to really give us what I believe God's Word desires to give us, which is life change. So be encouraged today as you pick up your Word, as you strive to apply God's Word in your life. Know that it begins, yes, with studying, but it begins really with reading God's Word. You know, put yourself in the presence of God's Word on a regular basis. You know, get a pocket version Bible and carry it with you and hide God's Word in your heart, as it talks about in Psalms, that we might not sin against Him, and really, really treasure God's Word. And just, you know, even in our spare time, you know, we're so often guilty of, we grab our phone and we scroll social media, or, you know, we keep a book in our back pocket to kind of catch up on our reading or our magazines or whatever the case is. You know, but what if we kept God's Word handy and every moment, every spare moment we had where we're just trying to pass some time, that we would pick up God's Word? And if we combined all of that with the time that we intentionally set aside to be in God's Word, I think our lives would be drastically different. So be encouraged, get into God's Word, and allow it to impact you.